Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on at your crib?
What's going on at your crib?
Praise God!
Yes, sir!
Make the choice today. Who's gonna serve?
Coming to you straight from my studio. Welcome to another day in the Care to Read Room. We're still talking about the subject, women in treatment, blending oils, and how-tos and helpful clues, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I want to also tell you that you missed it last night. The spirit was moving, and it took over the radio station. I had no control. I had no authority. It just took over the radio station, ladies and gentlemen. And that's how we have it here in this room. When the spirit takes control, we have to be obedient, right? That's right. And therefore, you got a full rendition of what the spirit had to say. Now, we're going to go on with our program as usual, Women in Treatment, Blending Oils, and how to mix the so that you make sure that you have a carrier. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about women in treatment for a while now, and we want you to get yourselves all prissied up and healthied up so that you can live longer. Tomorrow we're going to have our featured guest. Initially I said Tuesday, but she asked me to switch her to tomorrow. And she's going to talk about you, sexy you, and how to make yourself sexy. And it's important, ladies, that we talk about advancing ourselves to be sexy, because men are not ready to come home to an old dry prune. They want to look over in the bed and see something voluptuous and soft and plush, and they want to make sure that we are taking these bubble baths and salt baths, and aromatherapy is permeating the atmosphere to soften our skin. Because when they roll over in the bed, they don't want to roll over on a crusty, rusty, hard, corn, callous woman. Now, to put it quite bluntly, they're looking for you not to come to bed with those rollers on. I know, because I used to put those rollers in my head and get in the bed. And then my husband would look at me like I lost my mind after spending hours and hours in a beauty salon. Now, how many of you had gone into the beauty salon and had your hair weaved on, and when you got home, the weave was so tight that it caused you to have brain damage, and you started to unravel the weave, and you took the doggone thing off before you got into bed. Now, I had this long, luscious, beautiful hair walking around the house to impress my husband because he liked long hair, and when I got in bed, I no longer had that hair, and he was wondering, what's up with that? Maybe you better make another trip back to the beauty salon. I think you lost your weave. Now, some men, they do tell us they want us to wear these weaves. They even give us the money and tell us to go out and get the weave. But rarely do they say, baby, I want you to put that natural look on. So your night ether can be connected to God and you'll be in tune. And I know that once you're in tune, the household's in tune. How many of our significant others or husband tell us to wear that natural look? Raise both of your hand and your feet, too, if you got toes to put up. Most of the time, they don't know what to say about the natural look. Now, there's those bold men that speak out and tell you, I love a woman with short natural hair, and I think it's quite sexy. You sexy you. Now, how many of you men like it when the women twist and coil their hair and wear it in a natural look, but they don't lock it in? Guess what? Omi decided, I'm going to give the weave a rest a while. I'm going to let my own natural hair hang out there. Now, you know I write poetry, right? I wrote a poem about my hair and all the things I had to go through to get it together. You know, sometimes I will weave it, and there are those times when I'll extend it, and sometimes I'm just going to leave it. And today I decided to leave it. I twisted it in coils. They're all over my head like little spirals. And I'm sure I'm getting connections from God because I've been getting all kinds of intonations to do different things today. However, I'm highly connected. I want you to know that. I'm vibrating all over the place, and I'm wearing these little curly braids. I hope that I might be able to get a streamer so you can see what my head looks like. Now, getting back to the things at hand. You should wear your hair natural. And all jokes aside, ladies, I hope if you considering yourself a conscious woman, you are wearing your hair natural and staying close to the earth, Mother Earth, that is. It's okay, ladies. Wash your hair, dry it out, blow dry it, braid it up, make it manageable, and if you have to, put a rinse in there. Don't walk around with gray in your hair looking like you are dying. Your children will look at you and say, oh, Mom, you're getting old. They might even come home with a tube of dye and ask you to put it in your hair. Don't be frightened by it. Put that color in your hair. It'll make you look radiant. It'll make you feel better, too. Now, naturals is something I do. I wore naturals throughout high school. Everybody thought I was in a Black Power movement because my hair was always up in an afro. And my children say, Mom, the afros have gone out of style. They won't let me wear them around here. But if I ever get a chance to, you better believe it, I'm going to throw my fist up in the air and put my Black Power symbol on and wear my afro. I don't have a problem with it, ladies and gentlemen, and you shouldn't either. We came here with a natural head of hair, woolly hair, and we have no reason to be ashamed because once we go into natural, you are going to have premonitions. You're going to have reconnection with your higher self. Let's see if we can go out there and get that dirty dozen and get ready to shake it up in this room. How many of you ready to do the dirty dozen? Come on, line up, man. You shake your shimmy while I'm shaking mine. I'm lining you up. Anthem here in this room, our lion dance. For those of you who need to get that energy ring, that's what it's all about. We want that energy level and frequency to be moving in this classroom. I see them moving on the audience, and it's important that we get frequency going. That's how you heal yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let anyone fool you. This is a treatment room for women, and if you want to be healed, don't wait on me to heal you. Get your frequency levels up there. I can help you raise your frequency level to heal yourself, because we're going to be doing our national anthem dance, the Lordy Lord, with the Dirty Dozen Dance here in the Care to Read Room. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like for you to step over to the Care to Read Room with me and the Talking Cure area where we do our rituals and libation. That's right. It's very important for us to take time out after we've got our dance out the way to acknowledge Akamare. Yesterday I taught about Akamare. I want you to know the proper name, ladies and gentlemen. Akamare. Say it with me. Akamare. Okay? Ladies and gentlemen, it's very important for you to understand that Akamare created a manifestation of himself. Isn't he so grand that he would create himself in three dimensions? He wanted us to understand that he's more than just a man. He wanted us to understand that he is the holy the holiest of holy. He created Oromola, the holy prophet, our African prophet. And I want you to understand that there are names for our African gods and our African prophet. No, there isn't many gods that the African believe in. Only Akamare, and that's spelled A-K-A-M-A-R-A, Akamare. Say it with me, Akamare. The three manifestations of Akamare is Olorun, and we talked about Olorun. Olorun is ratifying. Olorun is the master of the sacred inner court of heavens, because he has a sort of prime minister, ladies and gentlemen. He's a prime minister, number two in position to Olorun and Oduluwa, okay, the master of the sacred inner court of the heavens, ladies and gentlemen, in person of the great Olorun. Olorun is not directly involved in human affairs, ladies and gentlemen. Don't get it twisted. Because of the spiritual forces emanating from Olorun, he is pure potency, okay? So potent that it would be shattering for our human bodies to even conceive. Just as the sun were to come near to you and the earth, it would be shattering for you. Then there is Ileda. Ileda, ladies and gentlemen, next to Olorun in the heavenly hierarchies, ladies and gentlemen. Ileda is the word which means creation, an approximate translation which would be no way for you to understand, because it would be no guide if there were not approximate. Ileda does not create. He does not create life as we would understand it. He does not. He or she, and they don't give it a gender. However, the roots from which comes that which makes it possible for life to manifest. It is pure dynamic spiritual energy. Say that. Pure dynamic spiritual energy, unconditioned by even the concept of matter. If we think of electrical engineering, electrical energy existing independent in and of the wires conducting it, the vibrations and vibrating at the countless millions of vibrations per second, rushing hither and there throughout the space, the free, boundless, and ultimate by itself, then we may have a faint idea of what Ileide stands for. Ileide, like Oromola, is still ratified. Too potent, ladies and gentlemen, to be directly connected to human life. Okay? Ori, the second to Ileide, much less ratified. Ori, you hear me speak of him all the time, or her. Less potent, but all this and only relevant to Ileide does become involved in humanity. So Ori will become involved in humanity, but Olorun and Ileide will not. They're pure ratified, and one is spiritually potent. Ori is Ileide's conditioned by matter, meaning that Ori has matter connected to it, a form, and personally deities of man and women. So Ori is our deity. He's on our head, or she's on our head, which contains the destiny given by the great owner of Akamare. Next to Ileide in the heavenly hierarchy is Oladulamare. And you've heard me mention Oladulamare's name several times. The accepted meaning of Oladulamare is Oladulamare, pronouncing it and breaking it up in syllables. The vast and mighty being, without father, without mother, he came here creating himself. He has no known next of kin, without mother, self-existent, self-born. Oladulamare also has two other meanings, Oladulawa and Oladumare, the owner of the giant pot where the rainbow serpent merges. The reason for this title is far too sacred to be reduced into writing. Wouldn't you know it, you cannot even write this down because it's so sacred. Secondly, there is Oduluwa, and the owner of the giant pot, the universal, that nobody can surpass. Oludunamare is often used in interchangeable with Olurum as mere titles of Akamare. The supreme being, Akamare, is the supreme being. Olurum, Ilede, and Oludunamare. Of the three, Oludunamare is the least ratified, the least potent. He or she or it, neither matter nor conditioned by matter. So it doesn't have to have a form. However, Oludunamare is the root of that which even eventually becomes matter, the root that eventually becomes form. We may regard Oludunamare as the germ from which the principle of form and matter subsequently develops. Oludunamare is pure spirit, but so near to the manifestation that it enters into virtually every aspect of manifestation and manifested life. These three names, Olurum, Ileda, and Oludunamare, represents the three states of manifestation of that which in every system, like the Yoruba, is forever nameless, the it from even the supreme deity, Akamare divinity. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. When I say Akamare, you know I mean God, the creator, the one that has three manifestations. Olurum, Ilede, and Oludunamare. He is so vast that it is nameless. His name could not even be just written down. And the ratification of Ilede and Olurum is so potent that we would be shattered. So we have to acknowledge Olurum, our African prophet. And Olurum is the one that is the owner of the pot. He was the sculptor who sculptured us. Ladies and gentlemen, you must understand Akamare did not sculpture you, the God. He created the inner courts and outer courts of heaven and the world, but he did not sculpture you. Olurum sculptured you, the prophet. It's very important that you learn your African history, and this is not just a folk tale, but it's one that you need to read about. Let us go in to pour our libation and call on our ancestors today. Taking the time to give you that bit of information was so important to me. So as I light the candle that will light my mother's way here, I say Ashe. I light the candle for my father, and I say Ashe. And I give homage to Oludunamare, Ilede, Olurum, and Akamare, the creator of the universe, of the inner courts of heaven and the outer court. I give homage and praise to them today. All praises is due you, Akamare. I pour libations to my Father's spirit, and I say, Ashe, Father. I pour a glass of water for my mother's spirit, and I say, Ashe. I pour water to the ground, and I say, Ashe, may the words and the roots take up and spring up and grow as someone comes and waters it. I pour libations to the east, and I say, Ashe, to the hidden one. I pour libations to the west, and I say, Ashe, to the nameless one, the one who came without a mother or a father. Ashe. I pour libations to the south, to the one that is ratified and potent. Ashe. I pour libations to the north, to the one that is spiritually ratified and potent. Ashe. Ladies and gentlemen, do this ritual periodically to acknowledge those that are absent from you. In the spirit, they are near. And we call those spirits today. I call Robert Jenkins, Ashe. I call Clara Jenkins, Ashe. I call Esalie Pope, Ashe. I call Tommy Pete Harvey, Ashe. I call Michelle Harvey, Ashe. Tom Harvey, Ashe. Eugene Lilly, Ashe. Marvin Lilly, Ashe. Sam Lilly, Ashe. George Lilly, Ashe. Esalie Pope, Ashe. Mary Lou Hawkins, Ashe. Robert Jr. Jenkins, Ashe. I call forth Sam Lilly, Ashe. Ruby Lee Brackens, Ashe. Ruby Lilly, Ashe. Initial Lilly, Ashe. An Isaiah Lilly, Ashe. I call forth Shakez Diaz, Ashe. I call forth John Henry Clark, Ashe. Dr. Carruthers, Ashe. Martin Luther King, Ashe. I call forth Zora Neale Hurston, Ashe. Nina Simone, Ashe. I call forth the forces to be, that they will come from the lagoon, that they will come quickly from the lagoon and from the underworld. And if they're traveling in the night, in the heat of the night, I say come forward. And if they're traveling in the thick of thin, triple darkness, I say come quickly. Allow us to share in your melanin today. Let us tap into your frequency today. And so be it, so let it be done. Ladies and gentlemen, I offer up a prayer for all those family members who are present here today. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable for you, O Lord. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Father God, as we stand before you with heads bowed and hearts humble, we come before you as filthy rags, Father. There's none greater other than you. As we acknowledge our higher self today, we know that the manifestation of the nameless one, the hidden one, Akamare, was presented to us today, Father. Now let us hide the words in our hearts that we may not sin against you. We thank you, Father, that every household that's represented here today has been blessed and given abundance and given the desires of their heart. We claim it and take it by force. And today's segment that we're talking about, blending our oils together, ladies and gentlemen, and how to make sure you understand that in blending your oils together, you will make for an atomic product that would allow you to use your products without having side effects and rashes. Okay, the keys to successfully blending, less is more. Say that with me, less is more. Do not use large sums of this essential oil. Use small amounts. And if you have an infusion tank, make sure you're not overloading it with the oils, neither with the carrying oils. An aromatherapy paradigm, that's the aromatherapy paradigm, less is more. Okay, so many choices to choose from. There are various different types of oils you can use. Vegetable oils, nuts, okay? You can use oils as a carrier, as I told you before, canola oil. Simplified weights and measures equivalent, okay? We must make sure that we are using these carriers. We can also use kitchen oils like olive oils to cut the strong potency of the oils. You want to make sure that you are measuring these oils and following the recipes that have been given. A user-friendly blender, okay, and a chart. And how we would blend it up. You would make sure that you would use small amounts when you're blending. Now let us try to do a quick review. Because of time is upon us, we're going to give you just a quick review. And some of these things we've talked about already, about the fact that you cannot use these oils without a carrier. What do I mean by carrier? Is there anybody in the classroom that's would care to review with me on what the carriers are? Carriers are products that you use to blend your 100% oils. You don't want to use these 100% oils on your body topically. You want to make sure that they are blended. Now, when using rose, You want to make sure that these oils are blended well. You want to make sure that rosemary is blended well with these carriers. And these carriers that you're blending, you do not want to take them internally. Do not take any of these oils internally. These oils are meant for the aromatherapist to be mixing, and she will give you the instructions of how to take the oils, okay? Sandalwood is a very, very potent oil, and you must understand that you have to blend sandalwood with various different aromas, ladies and gentlemen. And you want to make sure that when you are doing this, you have a recipe that you're following so that if something should happen, you know exactly what measurements and percentages you have added in these oils. Okay? Tea tree. How many of you are familiar with tea tree? There's tea tree oil that's out in the stores, and the tea tree oils are very potent. You have to make sure that your aromatherapist is mixing these oils. Now, why do you need to mix oils? What is the purpose? Let's break something down. Here you coming in, and you are suffering from a nasal congestion, and you cannot breathe, and you having the extra phlegm and the hawking and backing up, and you need to have something to break up the congestion. For example, eucalyptus oils will open up the nostrils, but when you use your infusion, remember, your infusion is inoculating the air. So it's just as if you were taking it internally. Remember, less is better, okay? And that is our philosophy. Instead of using a large amount of this eucalyptus to break up the congestion, you drop a few drops or two into your infusion, and the measurements are on the recipes. You are using recipes. This is just like you're doing a preparation for a meal. You're using a recipe. You don't just go dropping in large amounts without measuring what you're doing. And you ask your aromatherapist to give you the formula so you know exactly what the recipe is. Now, you must remember that your hair carries a beautiful fragrance too. So if you're going to use these oils on your hair to keep a beautiful fragrance, if you're wearing that natural look like Omi is, if you're wearing your hair in locks, twisted locks, you want those fragrances to be permeating the air so you can take the oils and put them on the hair to allow them to warm up with a plastic bag on the hair. And taking the plastic bag and allowing yourself to sit up under a steamer if you have it, if not, under a dryer. And allow those oils to soak into the hair. Now, when you do decide to rinse them off, you rinse them off and the fragrance will still linger in the hair, giving you a very nice fragrance for those natural looks. Now, I want you to think more about wearing your hair natural because during this time, your antennas are plugged in. You're getting a high connection from the ninth ether. That's right, your hair coils in the ninth ether. You are the only mammal on this face of earth that has ninth ether in your hair. Most other races carry the sixth ether. What does that mean exactly, Omi? That means that you are vibrating at ninth ether and you can connect with your higher self. So keeping your hair natural would allow you to be more conscious at all times, opposed to bombarding it with chemicals, dousing it with strong hot irons and chemicals and strippers and all sorts of chemicals that could kill the root and the follicles. When the hair becomes natural, it tells you and communicates with you because your hair is like an antenna. Now, I'm not going to speak so much on hair as I am on mixing these oils. It's very important that you know going into your kitchen is like a pharmacy. You must set your kitchen up like a pharmacy and make sure you have these various carriers in your home. Cannoli oil, as I mentioned earlier, the oils that you want to have in your kitchen, you are going to keep them there, the carrot oil, this, and the various different, the hemp oil. You have those in your kitchen in jars, tightly closed, so they don't become rancid. Oil can become rancid. And some oils have to be in dark jars. They cannot be under the light because they're alive. They have a vibration. Essential oils have a vibration and a frequency. They cannot be exposed to light. So you must keep them in triple darkness, meaning hiding them away from the fluorescent light so that when you use them, the vibration is still moving in the oil. The whole point of this is that oil can be calibrated, and you can measure the frequencies in the oil. Some of the oils carry a higher frequency, like frankincense, rosemary. Those higher frequency levels vibrate, and when you mix them to add them to your body, which already carries a frequency, will add to your frequency. Now, when you become sick, your body expresses a disharmony. Your frequency level drops. When you go to the doctor doesn't cure you. He helps you to raise your vibrational level so that your vibrational level begins to act upon the body to tell the body to heal itself. Now, how many of you are sick in this room and need your vibrations raised? Omi can't do it for you, but I can tell you how to raise your frequency level. Some of you may know the story that I told when I worked in a hospital, and because of my high vibrations and frequency, I was healing folk in the hospital and didn't even know it. When the chaplain told me this, I wasn't as familiar with frequency as I am now, and I questioned him, and I argued with him as the fact that I wasn't a healer. And he said, no, it's not because you're a healer. It's because your frequencies are able to lift people from their state. I want you to be able to keep your frequencies vibrating. As long as you use essential oils, your frequency levels can be calibrated at a higher level. And you can learn to do this through working with your aromatherapist. Pay an aromatherapist, work very closely with her, and have her teach you everything she knows about the recipes and how to apply them in your own personal life. Now, if you don't have the skill, then let her treat you. But get the treatment above all things, because you're dealing with gold and silver. But once you have oils and ointments and essential oils, then you've got something, because they're more rare than gold and silver. These are modalities that can heal you and give you life and life more abundantly. In getting these essential oils to vibrate, ladies and gentlemen, you can take your calibrated machine and test the frequency level of the oils, and each one will vibrate. They tell me that you can even test the calibrated level of church, and it vibrates. And guess what, folks? It vibrates at such a low level that it causes people to become sick. This isn't Omi's background history. It comes from the research. So why would church make you sick? Because of the vibration level being so low. People come there at a low spirit. So if you want to keep your vibrations raised, then what must you do? I don't have to tell you what to do. You know what to do. Ladies and gentlemen, I like to tell you that these essential oils must be a part of your pantry, a part of your life. And if you want to save your life, you must lose your life in order to gain it, so the Bible says. So how do you lose your life to gain your life? You put your life in the hands of God, and you ask God to lead you. But you also take the notion to have sense for yourself and to heal thyself physician, because there's nothing that the doctor can do for you that you can't already do for yourself. Now, I want you to take control, women. That's what this is all about, treating yourself and healing yourself. Blending these oils together is one thing. But taking them into use is another. I'm not talking for my health. I'm bringing you good news that there is a healer and it's within you. You only need to know how to get your vibration levels higher. And as you get your vibration levels higher, and if you want to keep them there, you must keep calibrating at a higher level, researching all the oils, learning the proper blends and mixtures so that you have the recipes at your fingertips and you can use them and dispense them in your house at any given time. And when there is a critical situation or an emergency that you must apply these oils, you can have them ready to apply and making sure that you have the recipe correct, because each recipe has a specific ingredient and measurement to do a certain thing. So you become a chemist in your own kitchen. You become a botanist when it comes to plants. Learn about sprouts. Learn about the things that are healing for your kitchen. Rearrange your kitchen and set your kitchen up like a pharmacy. Oils are going to be your best friend. The unsaturated oils will be your best friend. Evening primrose oil is another one. Borage oil. These oils will be your best friend, and they could also help you in your dieting. And you must understand that essential oils have been around for a long time. They're ancient, but you must know how to properly commence to use them, because some things can be death to you if not properly utilized right. Therefore, you bring an expert in like your aromatherapist. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand that we're taking this time with the women in hope that the women will heal the nation. When you teach a woman, you teach a nation. And that's what it's all about, showing the women how to become the healers of the universe, and then we heal a nation of people. This recipe and training is available for all people, but African American, you need to take it in your bosom and use it like yesterday, because too many of you are running in and out of these pharmacies and hospitals, and you're bringing home far too many bags of pharmaceutical drugs without looking in your own pharmacy in your kitchens. You have to do what my dear taught us, and you have to depend on some of the old recipes that they gave us. They weren't out of their mind. They knew what they were doing, because that was during the time that they studied the atmosphere and pressure, and they knew what vibration and frequency was. Most of us wouldn't know a vibration or frequency if it hit us in the back of the head. So we got to get astute and we got to get up to date on what is going on in our mother's cabinets and what were the secrets that they passed on to our family members. Get those secrets and recipes and keep them and write them down. Write the word, and he that readeth them, let it run with it. For the appointed time is now, ladies and gentlemen. It is now healing, now faith. Say it with me, now faith, now healing. I can't give you healing. The doctor can't give you healing. You must give yourself healing. Heal thyself, physician. Heal thyself. Thank you so very much, and it's been great talking with you.